Mums with Hustle podcast, episode 422.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Well, my beautiful friend, embarking on a journey of unapologetic self-expression has been quite the adventure for me. I've been on Instagram for years, since like 2015, in fact. And let me tell you, I've come a long way in embracing who I am and in showing up authentically and in being unapologetically me. But I'll admit, I'm still very much on the path of growth. And I'm often asked, like, how do I start showing up more authentically? How do I get over my fears, my imposter syndrome? Have you got any mindset, resources, or recommendations to help me get over my fears of visibility? And the truth is, yes, this is a large part of what we do in the Social Method Society, working on our internal blocks, such as our thoughts and the stories that we have and the beliefs that we hold about ourselves and showing up and safety and all of that, as well as the external, which is the strategy side of things. But what I wanted to share with you is a little bit of a different take. And I wanted to share a story with you, a personal story, because I feel like a lot of you will relate, maybe not to the story exactly. Maybe you'll have your own sort of memory. But when you find it, it is going to enable you to tap back into who you were at your purest essence, who you were when you were a child. And for me, tapping into that inner child energy is what has helped me become more unapologetic in expressing myself online and connecting authentically with my audience through my content. So let's get into it. If you have been part of this incredible podcast community, or you are following me on Instagram and have been for years, or maybe you've taken one of my online courses, you will have witnessed quite an evolution and a transformation within me over the years. And I'm so grateful to those of you who have taken the time to reach out over the years, whether it's through the DMs or sending an email, to actually share your words of affirmation and to reflect back to me that you have witnessed the change and that it is inspiring. And so this episode is my way of giving back to all of you and answering all of those questions that come along with, you know, how can I start becoming more unapologetically me, Tracy? How are you doing this? Because it truly warms my heart that you've noticed this shift, but also I want to help you come back to who you truly are. And I want to start off by saying the journey has not been easy. So if you are looking for this process to be really easy, well, it hasn't been for me. Maybe it will be for you, but generally speaking, when I take people through these processes, it's not easy and it requires unwavering determination and courage, truly. But let me tell you, it's a journey worth taking and it is a path that leads to sometimes opening up old wounds or wounds that we didn't even know that we had. But it also, more importantly, leads to deep healing and improved relationships and profound self-discovery. And when it comes to showing up authentically and unapologetically on Instagram, for me, like I said, that has really meant reconnecting with my inner child, with my higher self, and tapping into that energy and that essence more and more and more and just turning it up and up and up. Now, I know that these terms, you know, inner child, higher self, da da da, they can sound so woo-woo and new age, but I am choosing to use them here because I know that they resonate with so many of you. So, you know, if you're not a woo-woo person, that's okay. Just think, like, what are your earliest memories of childhood and how were you? Like, what was your essence? What was your natural personality before you were conditioned into being how you are now? Because we all go through that. We all go through conditioning from parents, from religion, from school, from jobs, just from society. And so it's about coming back to who you are at your core before any of that conditioning has happened. So that's what I mean. And that's why I'm using those terms. You know, here's the thing. When I reflect on my earliest memories as a little girl, I have some memories from before I was 2 years old. I'm just throwing that out there. That's kind of crazy, but I do. But the majority of my memories are around that 3 and 4 years of age. And it's just, they're such great memories. Like, the memories evoke such positive emotions for me. And I can vividly recall myself around the age of 3 and 4, feeling joy, like immense joy and satisfaction and happiness when I was able to play and express myself with clothes, with accessories, and even with play makeup, dare I say that. Ooh. And I can remember that coming from a very natural place, not modeled by anyone in my family at all, certainly not exposed to anything on TV like that or in media. I grew up for the first 5 years of my life in Cape Town, South Africa. TV was very curated, let's just use that word, because it was the apartheid era, meaning racial segregation was at play. It was legalized racial segregation, and that had an effect on the TV shows and things that we could watch as well. So I didn't watch very much TV at all as a person of color. And I know it was just from the purest place. My love of clothes, accessories, makeup, anything feminine like that, I just loved it. And I can remember one Christmas where I received a Tinkerbell makeup set. Now, I don't know if these things were popular in Australia. I actually went and did a little Google in preparation for this week's podcast episode. And I looked up the Tinkerbell makeup set, and I couldn't even believe that I remember what it's called, because I was seriously 3 or 4 years old. So that to me is just incredible. Like, the joy that this, like, I had a university professor that said, what you experience or what you learn with emotion, you never forget. And hence, like, the Tinkerbell makeup set, I have not forgotten. I am almost 40 years old, and I can tap right into the joy and, like, the most beautiful, pure emotions when I even say the words Tinkerbell makeup. Go and Google it, Tinkerbell makeup from the 80s. Maybe it was popular here in Australia as well, or wherever you're listening to this in the world. But to me, it was such a cherished gift. It brought me immense happiness. Now, this love for self-expression, like I said, in the form of the makeup and the clothes and the accessories, the fashion, the styling, all of the things, it didn't come from external influences or society. No, it just was coming from within me. And the same goes for my passion for fashion, for styling outfits, for adorning myself with necklaces and earrings and headbands and cute little handbags and shoes. Like, I loved all of that as a little girl, and ribbons in my hair and clips and Alice bands and frilly socks and just all of the things. How I coveted those little plastic heels. Do you girls remember the plastic heels? I'm pretty sure they're still for sale in toy stores now. Like, they're still being made, but they were like Disney sort of, yeah, plastic heel. I don't know how else to describe it, but they didn't even fit me. And I, like, they were far too big for my tiny little 3-year-old feet. But if I ever went over someone's house and they had a little girl and she happened to own those, you bet I was asking to please put them on. And you also bet that I refused to take them off because they made me feel so alive. Oh, beyond. Now, I share these memories with you because they originated from a place of innocence and purity and just authentic self. But as I grew older, this is when labels started to be placed on my enjoyment and desire of these things and my expression of self through these things. This is when people, family, friends, teachers, TV, people, you know, in the church, people at work, like literally everywhere. It's all around us. Society places labels. And society began to place labels on these things. Labels such as this is vain, this is conceited, this is attention seeking, it's not safe, like just all of these false narratives and reasons for me wanting to express myself like this were just imposed upon me without anyone even asking, like, oh, why is this so interesting to you? Or why do you like wearing these little plastic shoes? Or like, and just taking the time to listen. Nope. Labels were just assigned. And I think we need to be careful because we can do this to people. We can do this to adults. We can do this to children. And what happened is over time, I started collecting all of these comments and these judgments and I internalized them. And slowly but surely, it began to feel a bit ick for me to be doing these things. Like within my own self, something that once brought me so much joy began to feel bad or like I shouldn't be doing it. And so I would suppress myself or I would just do less and less of it and do more of what everyone else was doing, you know, blending in, losing the joy and the spark. And over years and years, like I just conditioned myself to being so far away from who that little girl was in her truest essence. And I began to take on an identity that was just easier for me, safer for me, got far less criticism. It was just more accepted. And yeah, I became that version. And I did that for years and I nailed it. It was awesome until it didn't feel awesome. And to be honest with you, I carried that new persona, that conditioned version of myself into my business journey and into how I showed up for years. And it's interesting because like at the time, I didn't even really think that I wasn't being fully authentic. Like I was always honest. I was always myself. I was always polite. I was like, nothing was ever out of integrity. But when I work with my clients and I coach them on like really tapping into the freedom to be uniquely them so that their marketing stands out and is just not cookie cutter, like there is no way that they are getting compared to another person. Like all of that comes from truly knowing and owning who you are and being unapologetically you versus showing up in a sea of sameness, which is boring, which is where we don't stand out and where we can't have our greatest impact. So this is important to get down to the essence of who you were at your earliest memories before any conditioning has taken place. And then slowly just making your way back to that, because that's all that this has been for me. Creating content from a diluted version of myself never felt as freeing as what it feels like now. Like, I am, and I know I'm not even done yet. Like, I know I shared that with you at the beginning of this episode. Like, I feel like I'm only just getting started and it is so exciting. And I love that you get to see the full transformation of me stepping more and more into myself. And I hope that it gives you permission or the freedom to step into who you are and to end the diluted version of yourself. Because yes, that doesn't feel fulfilling. It feels restrictive, right? It feels as if we're blocking ourselves from sharing our authentic voice or delivering things in the way that is most natural to us and connecting with our audiences in the most natural and genuine ways. I know that you understand the fear of being perceived in the wrong light. we all want to protect ourselves from judgment, from negativity, and from potentially hurting other people. But here is the breakthrough that changed everything for me. No one can make me feel anything without my consent. I realized that I'm in charge of my own response and how someone's potential judgment affects me. I'm responsible for that. And so it's not about taking the victim mentality of, oh, I was told this as a child and oh, but people made me feel like this. Like up until this point, yeah, you weren't aware of your ability to choose your response. So we can forgive ourselves for past victim mentalities, right? But up until now, like we weren't empowered, but now we are. Now we know that there's a line now. There's an expiration date on how long we can keep blaming other people for how we feel before we take full ownership over our own responses and what that means for our behavior moving forward. It all comes down to the narrative that you choose to tell yourself. And for me, it all boiled down to the narrative that I chose to tell myself. And I removed the power from the narratives that others may have about me or about what I'm doing or how I'm dancing or the opinions that I have or the amount of space that I take up when I enter a room, the clothes that I'm wearing. I don't care. And that feels so good and so liberating because I have created a narrative for myself that is true. And I am able to control my response and not be affected by what others may be thinking or feeling or the meanings that they might assign to the things that actually bring me joy. Dressing up, expressing myself creatively, dancing, reveling in the world of fashion, styling, beauty, all of those things make me feel incredible. And I can also feel incredible just wearing the daggiest t-shirt and just having unkempt hair, by the way, and zero makeup. So, you know, that's the duality of the human experience. We can have both. But the truth is that, you know, the dressing up and the expressing myself through fashion and style and all of those things is that it has always, it's been a constant. It's been a constant source of joy and energy for me all the way back to that age of 3 years old. So I refuse to apologize for it any longer. And in fact, I embrace it. I embrace it more and more. And I'm just leaning into my interest and leaning into things that feel good just because they feel good. And I encourage you to do the same. Start exploring the parts of yourself that may have been criticized in the past, because it's likely that those aspects have prevented you from fully showing up and expressing yourself authentically in your marketing. And when you discover those powerful parts of yourself, you will realize that they were naturally placed there within your unique personality and blueprint by God to help you connect with others and to experience the fullest, most vibrant life possible. So embrace your inner child. Lean into who you were before the conditioning and find your way back to that beautiful, unapologetic state of being and bring it into your work, bring it into your offers, bring it into your marketing. You have so much to offer this world, and I believe in you wholeheartedly to bring it to life. So trust yourself. Be unapologetically you. Give it a go. May feel a bit awks at first, but do it more and more and more. And for heaven's sake, surround yourself with a circle of people that allow you to be the fully expressed, unapologetic you versus people that pull you down or question it or shame you. You are not alone on this journey. I am right here beside all of you. There are literally thousands and thousands of listeners of this podcast, and hundreds of thousands of people in my communities online, and we're all in this together. We're all called to show up being unapologetically ourselves. So that's just a little insight into some of my earliest memories and the things that made me feel good and the power of bringing those things back into my life now as an almost 40-year-old. I hope that this inspires you to do that reflection for yourself. And I can't wait to see how this lands for you. So please shoot me an email and tell me hello@mumswithhustle.com. Or if email's not your thing, send me a DM at mumswithhustle. Or come into one of my Facebook groups, my free group or my paid group, the Social Method Society, and let us know how this lands for you, or spark discussions in there with other listeners. And let's continue the conversation in these beautiful, safe spaces. I'm Tracy Harris. It's just an honor to have you here. If you want to learn more about the Social Method Society and how it can help you grow your beautiful business the freedom-filled way using Instagram, go to socialmethodsociety.com. See you next week on the podcast.